Hello, it's Jennifer Jones, speaking, recording something for Citizen Really. I'm in Fort William on this glorious Saturday. Still working, still thinking about Citizen Really all the time. I'm up seeing one of my longest and oldest bestest friends, Fiona Cunningham, who is, you tell me a bit about yourself, Fiona. How do we know each other?
We know each other from a long twisted history of mistakes and successes.
We both got both from air and we both managed to escape air. So Fiona's been helping me tremendously in terms of looking for people around the mountain bike community. If you want to go into the mountain bike trials next week.
Mountain Bike World Cup on the 9th and 10th of June.
You mountain bike, don't you?
I mountain bike,
yeah,
yes.
excited.
Although I'm incredibly terrible at it. The racing takes place on the 9th and 10th. It's going to be excellent.
And it's the same time as when the Olympic torch really comes through. I mean, how do you feel about that?
That's true. Well, I just feel that this is the last year that the Nevis range may or may not have support. So I think they're focusing too much on the Olympics when they should really think about the future of mountain biking and the economy in Fort William instead of letting such a lucrative thing die aside because the Olympics came through once.
Yeah. And we've been up Ben Nevis. We've been up Ben Nevis today, up at the Ben Nevis Inn, which is just glorious. And we're speaking about Citizen Really there. Well, I was, and she was just having a beer. But yeah, you tell me about Nevis FM, you know, it's one of the local radio stations. I love local radio.
It's the local radio, and they're renting a mast just now, but they don't have enough funds to continue that, so they need their own mast. It costs about £5,000. But anyway, they're fundraising at the minute, and if they don't get the proper funds, they die. It shuts down, it's no more. And that's a huge part of the local community and advertising for local independent shops and businesses.
Yeah.
That'll go.
I mean, I was listening to it on the way up when I got into sort of range of past Glencoe, and it's like the listen to people at the Fete. I mean, that sort of stuff's just glorious. Instead of listening to BBC Radio 1 and, you know, Tinchy Strider, all these people have, you know, it's these. I love local radio for that. So, you know, do you think maybe we could do something? I mean, your friend Michael, who's from Fort William, who we were speaking to, he said that, you know, when the roads are bad, it's the only way of
knowing what's going on. Well, the thing is, it's not just that. It's a huge, it's the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one, aside from the little newspaper, it's the one thing that everybody listens to.
Mm-hmm.
Without even thinking, they're listening to it. And they'll miss it if it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that it's a waste that so much has been put into a pass-through event,
mm-hmm,
instead of something that is going to stay for a long time.
That's great. We're going to try and find out some more about Nevis FM. So thanks so much, Fiona.
Thank you.
Bye.